And Then They Came for Us is a film that's being showcased this Sunday at Kaimuki High School. It's a fundraiser for Move Me Hawaii. It's an effort by the Hawaii Bar Association and the Beta Beta Gamma, a University of Hawaii sorority, to help raise the awareness of social injustice in our community. The documentary won a Silver Gavel Award from the Bar Association last year. It features never before seen pictures by noted photographer Dorothea Lang.
We knew that some among them were potentially dangerous.
This nation was swept up in war hysteria, racism, and the failure of political leadership.
My mother would never have dreamed that they were going to be incarcerated for 4.5 years.
The government wanted a record to show that this had been a humane process and that there was nothing for anyone to complain about. Dorothea was asked to photograph the evacuation of the Japanese Americans, and her feelings were very different.
If we didn't have these photographs, this story would be a blip in U.S. history.
The Bar Association's Cheryl Park sat down with us to talk about the special screening of the documentary about the Japanese internment. It will include a talk story session with the film's director, Abby Ginsberg, with John Okutani, historian with the Japanese Cultural Center, and Eric Yamamoto, the UH chair of the Fred Korematsu Professorship.
It's a documentary movie about the forced incarceration of 120,000 Japanese Americans during World War II. Most of whom, two-thirds of whom, were actually U.S. citizens. And the film uses recently discovered photos of famed photographer Ansel Adams, as well as Dorothea Lang, who was hired by the government as its official photographer because the government wanted to show that there was nothing wrong with the forced removal of people from their homes into internment camps behind barbed wire where the guns were pointed in at them, not out to protect them. And the honest photos that you're going to see in the movie are those that the government didn't want Lang to show to the public 77 years ago.
Tell us about what it was like when you first saw this film.
Well, it's a very interesting film because it shows you actual photos from the time, from people going into the camps, being rounded up, typically in their best clothing. You know, they didn't have much time to prepare for this, maybe 6 days at most, to get rid of all of their homes, possessions, businesses, and everything, and they didn't know where they were going. Well, some of them were placed then in the racetrack in stables that had just been painted over, but when you chip away at the paint, you could see the manure and everything else that was in the stables. And then they were sent off into these desert locations where the buildings were hastily built with green wood. So as it dried up, there were holes which would let in all of the dust and cold air and everything else. It was a miserable experience, but they managed to persevere.
So what was it that struck you about that film? I mean, knowing our Hawaii history.
It's hard to believe that they did this to American citizens. We cannot forget this lesson in history because it's continuing today with other racial groups. So this event, even though it's talking about the Japanese American incarceration, it's more than that because we want people to remember these lessons from history and not let it happen again to other groups. That's why we think it's really important that people learn what happened in the past and that this didn't happen just on the mainland. It happened in Hawaii as well. Here in Hawaii, people were locked up. People lost their homes and their businesses. People were sent away to the mainland simply because they were Japanese.
Right, it's that suspicion and the discrimination that followed.
And the thing that is so startling is the extent to which the government not just covered it up, but lied about the situation. They lied to the Supreme Court. The Solicitor General, as well as the military commander, lied to the Supreme Court about the need for incarcerating the Japanese when people like J. Edgar Hoover was even saying, there's no need to incarcerate the Japanese Americans. They don't pose any threat.
And so as an attorney, then how do you come to terms with what you're seeing today and, you know, what this film documented during that time?
Well, I think I'll leave it to Eric Yamamoto, who is a foremost authority in this area, and he will be talking about the Korematsu decision, which had upheld the internment of the Japanese. The Supreme Court back then had done so. And we'll also talk about the Trump versus Hawaii appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, which recently gave the court the opportunity to finally recognize that the Korematsu decision was, quote, gravely wrong the day it was decided and has been overruled in the court of history and, to be clear, has no place in law under the Constitution. But I think you're going to hear from Eric that the court still went on to use very similar reasoning from the Korematsu decision to uphold the ban against Muslim travel to the U.S. in that Trump versus Hawaii case. After our panel discussion, we would like to hear the stories from attendees about their own experiences or their family's experiences with internment, whether it was on the mainland or here in Hawaii. And we're going to be filming that and hoping to preserve then these precious memories and perhaps using it for future educational programming.
You talk about the photos, but you're talking about just some foremost photographers. I mean, Ansel Adams,
Dorothy Lange.
Yes.
They were censored by the government from using all of those photos. So these are the ones that you're going to see in the film are ones that they weren't able to show. It's a really well done documentary, which is why, of course, the ABA recognized it as a Silver Gavel Award winner. Yeah. And you can get tickets at movemehawaii.org. That's all one word, no spaces, movemehawaii.org. And if you want to sign up to tell your stories and have them filmed about your internment-related experiences, then please email us. The link is at movemehawaii.org, or you can also email us at movemehawaii@gmail.com.
And then how did that slogan get chosen, Move Me Hawaii, do you know? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it was just one of the possibilities, and because it was built around a movie, we said move me, and we want to move people to act, you know, move people to learn about the lessons of history, to not forget them, to help these organizations that are providing legal and social services to the underserved, and to just be more aware of everything. And so move me, will it move you? I hope it does.
So mark your calendars. That film screening event is Sunday, April 28th at Kaimuki High School's Theater from 2 to 5 p.m.